And we welcome our Briar champion and our Canadian representative, Olympian, world champion. Anything I'm missing on the resume? Good morning, Brad Gushue, by the way, in St. John's, Newfoundland this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thanks. Appreciate you you coming on. It's not often we talk to someone who's ahead of us in terms of the time. It's 8:20 in the morning where you are right now. So what is keeping Brad Gushue busy when you're not on the curling rink?
Oh, getting ready to curl. right now, just the last couple of days, getting ready to head on the road. We're going to be in Ottawa later on this evening and there for almost 2 weeks, and then we head to Toronto for the Players' Championship. So got a long stint ahead of us, but definitely looking forward to getting up there and starting to play.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way. Your resume is incredible with two trips to the Olympics, including a gold medal and a bronze medal. And is it 20 times you've gone to the Briar? 20?
I think so.
Okay.
it's kind of bad when I've lost count, but it's been a while. It's I think 19 or 20 years.
Yeah, and a 5-time champion, and obviously been to the World Championships. It'll be a 4th World Championship for you as well. You've had a long, long, long career, and how much longer do you hope to keep going?
I've committed to our team for this quadrennial, so that's up until 2026, and I'll see how everything feels at that point. As you get older, the body starts hurting a little bit more, and it's more difficult to put in the work that you need to do to stay at the top level. But I'll reassess in probably 2 years time and see where I'm at, but definitely committed till 2026 and hopefully get back to another Olympics.
That's awesome. Now you've got, I was doing some reading on you, you've got a couple of kids, including, is it a 12-year-old daughter that you're starting to curl with as well? And like in competitions, sort of take us through that.
Yeah. So I've got an 11-year-old and a 15-year-old, and I've had the privilege of curl with my 15-year-old, at a mixed doubles provincials. I did that when she was 12, and because I did that, I have to do that for my youngest daughter next year. So we're going to play the mixed doubles provincials, just to even it out. But they are both starting to play competitive curling, and this year they both played in the under-16 championship against each other, which was awful for me, and I can only imagine how EJ's parents felt when him and Ryan were playing in the Briar final. That must have been agonizing for them.
What's the harder thing, to curl yourself or watch your kids curl competitively?
I didn't mind watching them. I didn't get too nervous until they played each other. That was a challenge, because you're excited when one daughter makes a shot, but then you realize it's against your other daughter. So you had these conflicting emotions. That was the challenge. And certainly, I want them to play together so they don't have to do that to me and my wife again. But I don't mind watching. I'm just more proud of them and more excited to watch them. I don't get too nervous.
Talking to a Briar champion, Brad Gushue, who will represent Canada at the World Championships here in Ottawa starting on Saturday. Brad, we talk tons of sports here on the station, talk a lot of hockey and about how, maybe kids at too young an age get streamed into sports, individual sports, too quickly. Is that an issue with curling as well, where maybe, and obviously, your kids are into it because you've been so successful, where you got to rein them in a little bit? Do you like them to play other sports as well? How do you handle that as a parent?
You know what, we've been hurt on the other end of it. I don't think as curling in general is forcing kids to make those decisions as early as some other sports, but certainly we're the victims of some kids where, they start playing competitive hockey or soccer or whatever it is, and they're being pushed to really focus on that sport. But curling, we keep it open. I know some of the top curlers here, junior curlers in our province, they play other sports and play other disciplines, and I think it's good. I grew up playing as many sports as I could, and I think it helped my development, hand-eye coordination, teamwork. Just there's so many benefits to it, and I'm trying to avoid that with my kids. They're into soccer, volleyball, dance. To be honest, they're into too much because my wife and I are just running around chasing them all the time. But just want to give them as much exposure to as many different sports, and when they're ready to make that decision to kind of focus on one, then we'll support them in that.
Why do you think you've been as successful as you have been in your career?
Really, it comes down to hard work. I think I put in so much work when I was in my late teens, all through my 20s, even in my early 30s, and we never kind of reaped the benefit of it. Like, we were always seeming to finish second, third, fourth at the Briar, and And then all of a sudden I got injured and I stopped practicing as much because I couldn't practice as much as I used to. And then all of a sudden we started winning. So I don't know what that means. But I think what ended up happening was just all the hard work that I put in early in my career is just starting to come through. And a bit of maturity, a bit more experience has helped me where when we get in those big moments now, I don't get as nervous as what I used to in the past. And I realized that at the end of the day, it's not life and death. It is a game. And when you can go in with that sort of attitude in those big games, you've got a leg up on your competition because it's hard at times to separate the magnitude of that event or magnitude of that game from the reality. And once you could do that, then it frees you up to play the way you're capable of playing.
At a relatively young age, 26 or so, you got a chance to represent Canada at the Olympics in 2006, the first time they had curling as a medal sport, and you end up winning the gold medal. Kind of take us through that journey and what was it like to do that, especially at such a relatively young age?
Yeah, it was good and bad. It was good in that the fact, you know, you're young and you get to experience the Olympics, you get to win an Olympic gold medal, and really our lives changed. And I thought at that time, you know, I'm going to win five or six Briars, and I thought it would happen very quickly after that. You know, but it was bad in that it set up those expectations for me for really the next 10 years that, you know, I wasn't able to live up to. And it wasn't until, again, I changed my perspective and that we had some success in the rest of my career. But, you know, I look back on that whole experience getting to the Olympics at 25, 26 years old, and just what we went through when we got home and how our province and really the whole country embraced us and it really changed our lives. It's pretty amazing. And I definitely look back on that with fond memories.
With Brad Gushue, who will be in town starting on Saturday at the World Men's Curling Championship, of course, representing Canada. You know, I'll ask you, career highlights. So there's winning an Olympic gold medal. There's also, I mean, as you said, you went to a bunch of Briars. Expectations for you were high. And, you know, it kind of became a story after a while that you were unable to break through and actually win it until you finally won one on home soil, back home. And I just remember watching that and what a huge moment that was, not only for you, but for your city and for your province. When you think about career highlights, are they about the same or is one way, way bigger than the other?
No, they are about the same. And some people are surprised when they hear me say that, but as you said, when we played the Briar here in St. John's in 2017, we were heavy favorites. We were the number one ranked team in the world, but we had this monkey on our back that we hadn't won the Briar and had that pressure and the pressure of playing at home. And you know, it's hard to believe that was the first one we pulled off with all that pressure. But having the city behind us and the province behind us for that whole week and to hear the cheers and have the emotion and the stress and anxiety and everything that was going through our bodies for that week and to come through and win. And I've never heard a building as loud in my life as what that building was when we made that last shot. And that was a special moment. And certainly I would say they're different, the Olympic moment and the Briar. But as far as where I hold them, you know, in my heart, they're right next to each other. It's 1A, 1B.
Yeah, that kicked off. So you went on to the World Championship that same year, right, after winning that Briar in Edmonton, and you won your World Championship. So that was a pretty nice little 6-week run that you had right there. But that is the last time that Canada has actually won a World Men's Curling title. And for a while, I mean, you kind of look at it, and I think there's been 36 that Canada's won in its history. But the tables have been evened a lot, and Sweden has won a fair number of the last four. What do you think is the reason that, I don't know if it's the rest of the world, but certainly some other countries have caught up to you and Canada in terms of the abilities to win world championships in curling?
Yeah, I think the first thing is the teams have gotten much better, and you identified Sweden and Nicholas Hedin. They're a great team, and they've been a great team now for the last probably 7 or 8 years. So that's number one. Like, they're much better than what they were 15, 20 years ago. So that's the biggest thing. But the next part of it is, you know, the teams that we're going to be playing against and the teams that go to the World Championships from other countries, most of them know that they're going to the World Championships the whole year. So they can really build their year up to peak at the World Championships. The difficulty that we have as Canadians is we have to get through the Briar or the Scotties. And that's such a huge event that we really plan our year for those events. And then you're asked to turn around 2.5 weeks later and do it again at the World Championships. And the difficulty of trying to get up for the Briar or the Scotties and then turn around and doing it again is huge. It's like asking someone to run a marathon and maybe 3 or 4 days later, you know, say, let's go do that again. Now do it better. It's a real challenge. And that's something that I've been pushing for, pushing Curling Canada for some change for a long time, to maybe move up our Canadian championships a couple weeks to give those teams a little bit more time to really come down from the Briar, but then also ramp up for the World Championship. And I'm hopeful that that's going to change. I know they're making some changes later on this year, so fingers crossed.
All right, good stuff. Let's end on Ottawa, which will host, as we said, a World Championship for the first time. What can we expect from, not from you individually, let's say as a team? I'm sure you hope to go undefeated and win the entire thing, but kind of take us through what people should expect for our first time hosting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great competition. There's a lot of really good teams, a lot of teams that play on the Grand Slam of Curling Series, which, you know, means you're one of the top 15 teams in the world. And so it's a deep field. You're not just going to get to see, you know, Canada play whoever. You're going to see some other really good games out on the ice. You know, they have the patch there, which if anybody has experienced that at a curling event, that sometimes is the highlight, to be honest. It's a great party, a great way to go see friends that you probably haven't seen in a long time and have a great time there. But yeah, it's a good atmosphere. I know the last time we played in Ottawa at this venue was in 2016 at the Briar, and it was a great Briar, and I'm certainly expecting something similar to that when we go to the Worlds this year. And yeah, I'm just excited to get up there and get started.
All right. Wish you the best of luck. Really appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to seeing you down there and hopefully wearing that gold medal when things are all said and done a week from Sunday. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.